I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. I've always wondered why some characters who were popular in our grandparents' age are still popular, or at least still remembered, and others have dropped into a black hole. For example, consider entertainment for kids. There was the Lone Ranger, and Little Orphan Annie, and Jack Armstrong, and Tom Mix. Even people who aren't old-time radio nuts recognize those names. But one character who started out as a comic book became a movie serial and a Big Little book and a radio show, a character whom everybody knew in the 1930s, has now been pretty much forgotten by all but the most fanatical old-time radio fans. I'm speaking of Tailspin Tommy. Charles Lindbergh made his historic solo ocean-crossing flight in the Spirit of St. Louis in 1927, and in 1928, the boy pilot Tailspin Tommy made his first appearance as a newspaper comic strip. It started in 4 papers, and in 3 years it had grown to 250 newspapers. In 1934, a 12-episode movie serial of Tailspin Tommy appeared in theaters, and in 1935 another serial made the rounds of movie theaters across America. 4 Tailspin Tommy movies were released in 1939. There were Tailspin Tommy comic books, and even a novel. The Tailspin Tommy radio series arrived near the end of America's fascination with young pilots. World War II had turned our attention elsewhere. The first radio episode aired just 3 months before Pearl Harbor. We'll hear that episode in just a moment. The 3 main characters in the series are Tailspin Tommy Tompkins, his buddy Skeeter Milligan, and Tommy's girlfriend Betty Lou Barnes. And the action takes place at Three Point Airlines in Texas. And now the first episode of Tailspin Tommy from September 5, 1941.
Tailspin Tommy is on the air. Yes, here he is, stepping out of the pages of the daily newspapers from coast to coast. That lovable, exciting aviation hero, Tailspin Tommy, with his flying friends Skeeter and Betty Lou. Just as you've seen him on the screen, just as you followed him in his exploits in the daily papers, you'll hear him now on the air in this, his first radio appearance. So join us for an exciting half hour with one of the real heroes of aviation, Tailspin Tommy.
Hello, everybody. Gee, this is going to be swell. This flying in here every Friday to be with you for a half an hour. Because I know that Skeeter and Betty Lou and I have had some adventures that'll make pretty exciting radio listening. And if you don't mind, I'm going to drag up a chair and tell you about an experience we had only last month when the three of us were flying out to the coast from Three Point, Texas. We were cruising along at about 3,000 feet over that stretch of desert southwest of Salt Lake when Skeet started complaining about the heat.
Oh, holy cats. It's getting hot in the inside of Gene Krupa's bass drum.
Cheer up, Skeeter. You'll soon be cooling off in the good old Pacific Ocean.
Oh, now you're talking, Betty. Just fly me over the beach at Santa Monica right now, and I'll bail right out into the surf.
You should complain about flying over the desert, Skeet. What if you had to cross it in a covered wagon?
Oh, you're talking about 2 other guys, mister. I ain't intend to be no pioneer. Look at that dry stuff down there. Well, I bet you could fly... Hey, Tommy.
What?
There's a ship down there.
A ship?
Well, at least I think it's a ship. Yeah. Why, sure it is. It's grounded.
Hand me the binoculars, Benny.
Here they are.
Thanks.
Oh, I hope it isn't a crack up.
There, you see it, Tommy? The other side of that long gully there.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, that's a crack up, all right. The right wing's crumpled and the motor's smashed.
Maybe it just happened, Tommy. Isn't there something we can do?
Somebody's already there. I can see an automobile and there's a man standing beside the wreck.
Well, let's fly low and give it the once over, huh?
Well, we ought to do better than that, Skeets. Maybe we can be of some service.
You don't mean you're going to try and sit down in a rough country like this.
Oh, it isn't so rough. I see a clear space alongside the ship. Looks like hard surface down there. Hang on, pals. We're going down.
Golly, Tommy. That's what I call putting it down on a dime.
Taxi up a little closer to the wreck, Tommy.
All right.
that's it.
Here comes the guy.
Howdy there, folks.
Hello there. Anybody hurt in the crack-up?
Hurt? I'll say the fellow was killed.
Oh, is that so?
Yep, I had the boys take his body into town. I'm the sheriff of this district, headquarters in Emmitsville.
How do you do, Sheriff? I'm Tommy Tompkins. This is Miss Barnes and my pal Skeets Milligan.
I'm pleased
Hello,
to meet
sheriff.
You, Miss Barnes. You too, Mr. Milligan. You know, funny thing about this case, when we found the fella, he was laying beside the plane with four or five bullet holes in his body.
What?
Bullet holes?
Yep. We figure somebody shot him while he was in the air, and when the plane fell, it threw him out onto the ground.
Well, cut my switch. Say, what's going on here?
Come on, Skeeter. Let's get out and look things over, huh? Hey, Sheriff, how do you know he was shot in the air? Maybe it was done after he fell.
Oh, no. No, sirree, it wasn't. Here, come here. Let me show you something.
Yeah.
Right over here. Now, you see them bullet holes in the plane?
Yeah, well, I'll be darned. Hey, these holes are made by machine gun bullets.
Of course they were.
Say, Sheriff, who was this pilot? Did you identify him?
Well, no, ma'am. There wasn't no identification at all on the body.
Doesn't seem to be any on the ship either, does there? At least there's no wing markings.
Yeah, well, you folks don't know the half of it yet. Here, come around here. Right around this side. I want to show you something else. Now, see right here where I'm standing?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is where the body was. But the fella wasn't dead when he hit the ground because he had time to write some words on the side of the plane with chalk. Yeah, see here?
Yes, sir, Tommy. He left a message.
Urgent. Rescue my brother. With Gus Miller. Hi. Yeah, he's starting to write a word beginning with H-I.
Yeah, I know that, son, but what's the word? Where am I going to find this Gus Miller?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, now I got it. Now, listen. He started to write the word hiking. Gus Miller and the pilot's brother are lost somewhere. You see, Sheriff?
Oh, that doesn't tie up with the shooting, though, Skeets.
No, but if it wasn't for that
wait
sign...
Wait a minute. It's plain to be seen the ship was headed east at the time of the crack-up. East. Let's check the fuel supply, Skeets. Maybe we can learn something else.
Well, okay, Tommy.
Tell me some more about this flyer, Sheriff. About how old was he?
Well, he was just a young fella. Oh, I'd say around 19 or maybe 20.
Had he been dead long when you found him?
Well, I can't really say about that. A prospector stumbled onto the wreck this forenoon, and he notified my office. We figure it must have happened either last night or early this morning.
Well, Sheriff, maybe I wasn't so wrong on that hiking idea. Go on, you tell him, Tommy, huh?
If this ship had a full gas load when it started, it flew, I should say, about 45 minutes before it crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means it traveled around 75 miles. And 75 miles west of here would be right in the middle of the High Sierras, wouldn't it, Sheriff?
Say, that's it. That's it. He started to write High Sierras.
Well, sure. That's what we've been trying to tell you.
Yeah, but where in thunder did the plane take off from? It's all wild country back in those mountains. No habitation of any kind.
Well, all the more reason why it would make a good hideout for somebody. Maybe this Gus Miller.
Yeah.
Say, look, Sheriff, that pilot made a dying request that somebody rescue his brother. And as fellow aviators, we ought to do our level best to grant that request.
You said it, Tommy.
Any objections if Skeeter and I do a little scouting over that territory to see what we can find?
Why, no. No, go right ahead.
Thanks.
You mean you and Skeeter and Betty Lou, don't you, Tommy?
No, honey, I'd rather you wouldn't go.
Why, Tommy!
Oh, now, Betty Lou, this is no trip for a girl. It'll be a long, tiresome flight, and no telling what we'll run into.
Oh, well, what's the difference? I've been in tough spots with you and Skeets before.
I'd feel a lot better if you'd go on to the coast by train. I'm sure the sheriff wouldn't mind letting her ride back to Emmitsville with him.
Why, not in the least. No, sirree, not in the least. She can get a train for the coast at 4:20.
Sure.
But I don't want to go on by train. Tommy Tompkins, I have a good mind to... Remind me never to speak to you again. Oh. Be careful, won't you?
You know I will, honey. What do you say, Skeeter? Let's get going.
Okay, Tailspin. Now let's
go here.
Okay, say when.
All right. Contact!
This is sure some plane you boys have got.
Yes, sir. I'll say, Sheriff. This ship is known as the Silver Streak. And boy, let me tell you, she'll do everything but give you a haircut, I guess.
Yeah, she sure is a pretty thing. Yeah, what's that long pipe underneath there, the exhaust?
No, that's the smoke rotting attachment. Say, is there a landing field at Emmettsville, Sheriff?
Why, sure, and a good one, too.
Well, okay, then. We'll let you know how we come out.
All right, ski lift, get underway. Hi, Daddy Lou. See you in Santa Monica.
I'm not speaking to you, mister.
Oh, all right, then. Here we go.
Oh, I didn't mean that, Tommy. I didn't mean it.
I knew you didn't.
Goodbye, Tommy. Bye, Skeeter.
Bye, Betty Lou.
Good luck. Happy landing.
Thanks. See you soon.
Who is it?
It's okay. It's me, Gus.
All right, come on in. Well, Miller, you said you wanted to talk to Vern, so here he is. Come on in here, you.
What's a big idea?
Yeah, you tried to make a getaway with your brother last night, didn't you?
Who said so?
You were seen running toward that plane just as Harry took off. But he couldn't wait for you because my boys were closing in on him.
All right, so I was trying to get away. Sure. And I'm glad Harry made it, see? We've known for a long time what's going on in your mind. You've been planning to kill us like you did our dad, now that you've learned how to operate a tungsten mine.
Yeah?
But you don't dare kill me now, because Harry will bring the law in here.
Joe, tell him what happened to Harry.
I'm very much afraid that your brother ain't going to tell no law about nothing, kid, on account of the very simple fact that he's dead.
That's a lie.
Oh, no, it ain't. As soon as he left here, one of our men followed him in a plane and shot him down over the desert.
That's a lie! You just say that to scare me, you dirty rat!
That's enough out of you. Get out of here. Go on back to your work. I'll take care of you later.
If you fellas get...
Get out! That fresh punk. He said a mouthful when he said his number was up.
Look, Miller, I want to talk to you. I got a little story for you. I'm afraid it's going to be a little story that you don't like. If there's any more killing to be done around here, you'll have to do it yourself. That's how spilling it I am. I took care of his brother.
Since when are you giving orders? You do what I tell you to do and you'll like it.
Hey, Colt, come on out here.
That's Mac.
Yeah, what's the trouble, Mac?
There's a plane overhead.
Hey, a plane?
It ain't one of ours.
No kidding?
Yeah. See it up there? I've been watching it for 5 minutes. It's flying low over the camp.
Yeah, so you lied about getting Harry Osborne, did you, Briggs?
What are you talking about? He did not lie. He didn't send that ship here. He's dead, I tell you.
All right, we'll argue about that later. You and Mac take up a plane and get that ship.
Oh, more rough stuff, eh?
Yeah, hurry up about it. Don't let it get away, you hear? It's seen too much already.
Hey, Tommy, there is a landing field down there, sure enough.
Sure enough.
But they got a camouflage.
Yeah, thought so.
Hey, look, that ain't no ordinary valley neither. It's kind of a pocket or something.
Uh-huh.
High cliffs and free sides, and the only opening's a narrow gorge. Wow, what a job getting a plane in and out of there, huh? Hey, there's a ship coming up here to meet us.
Yeah,
see it down there?
Where?
Oh, she's a fast one, too. Look at her climb.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're coming up to pay their respects.
Sure. Like they paid their respects to that flyer over the desert. Hey, we better get out of here, Tommy.
Not yet, Skeets. I'm going to hang around and see what they're up to.
Oh, there's your answer, Tommy. Now let's get going.
That's a rat trick.
Oh, boy, that was close. Hey, they're shooting holes in the right wing.
Hang on, Skeets. We're going into a roll.
Tommy,
you like
now level her off and then kind of pour the soup to her, will you? We can outrun them easy.
No, we can't make it yet. I'll dive under them and come up on the other side.
Oh, that's swell flying, Tommy. That's leaving them behind. Now, if we can only get clear of this valley.
We'll get clear of the valley, all right. Then I'm going to let those fellows catch up with us.
Yeah, and when they... What? Let them catch up with us?
I want them to start shooting again.
Say, are you gone nuts?
The second they open fire, you pull open the smoke writing attachment.
What's the big idea?
Here they come. Get ready.
Oh, okay, she's open.
All right, hang on. We're diving down through this cloud bank.
Oh, What was the idea of that?
See, they think they've shot us down in flames.
Huh. Slap my tail, Skid. Well, that's pretty smart figuring, Tailspin. What else could they think with all that black smoke trailing out behind us?
And now they can't see us because we're below the ceiling.
Well, crazy, all right, Tommy. Just like a fox.
I expect they're headed back to their base by now.
Yeah, and we'd better head for our base, the town of Emmitsville.
No, not yet, Skeets. Remember what that dead pilot wrote on the ship? Urgent. Rescue my brother.
Yeah, sure, but I want
to... See a clearing down below, and it's not far from the edge of one of those cliffs. I think I can make a landing.
A landing?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
So we can climb down the cliff into the valley. Something tells me we ought to get down there in a hurry, too. Are you with me, Skeets?
I never bailed out on you yet, have I? Go ahead, pal. Nose her down. Oh, brother, what a climb.
Oh, we're down. Finally.
Ooh, that must have taken us a
couple of hours.
Oh, I'll say. It's plumb dark already.
Yeah. Good thing the moon's out so I can see our way around. Now, look, Skeet. The first thing we better do is...
What? Take it easy, Tommy. Some guy just ducked behind that rock over there.
Sure?
Of course I'm sure. I seen him.
No, we can't afford to get caught at this stage of the game.
Now I wish there wasn't no moon.
Look, Skeet. Let's walk over past the rock like we don't know he's there, Skeet. And all of a sudden, we're jumping.
Yeah, and then what?
Then we can tie him up and gag him.
Tie him up? With what?
Use your shirt to sway it toward the strings and find him down on the rock. Come on. Let's go.
We're just kind of talking along, don't you, not like between ourselves, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Boy... You're anxious to see this country in daylight, huh?
Yeah, me too. Boy, I bet you there's swell hunting here.
Yeah.
There he is. All right, I got
him. Let him alone. Oh, no, boy, not me. Get off of me.
Hey, wait a minute, Skeets. Skeets.
Huh?
He's just a kid.
Huh? Well, Sean,
Stand up here, kid. Take a look at you.
Say, what's the idea? I wasn't bothering you fellas. Who are you anyway? You don't work in this camp.
Do you work here?
I'm not saying a word.
What are you doing with that pack on your back? You about to start up the cliff?
I tell you, I'm not saying a word.
I'm going to hunt you the very person we're looking for. You got a brother who flies a plane?
Why, yes, I have. Did Harry send you here?
No. No, he didn't send us, kid. I'm sorry to have to tell you. Your brother was killed.
Oh. Then it is true. Harry's dead.
Well, now, look, we haven't got time for a lot of explanations. We're here to get you out of this valley. We'll have to work fast. What's your name?
Vern Osborne.
I'm Tommy Tompkins, and this is Skeets Milligan. Now, tell us what sort of a place this is.
It's a mining camp at Tungsten Mine.
Who runs it?
A man by the name of Gus Miller and his partner, Joe Briggs. But it isn't their mine by rights.
No?
They murdered my dad to get it. What's this? They murdered your pappy? Yes, they did. My father discovered this vein of ore and filed a claim on it. And these men came along and tortured him until he signed the claim over to them. And after that, Miller shot Dad. Harry and I saw him do it.
What a dirty skunk.
They'd kill Harry and me, too, only they needed us here to show them how to get out the ore. They don't know anything about mining. They're gangsters.
I thought so. They certainly use gangster methods, all right. Machine gunning of your brother, for instance.
Hey, fellas, here comes somebody. We better get down behind this rock.
What for? We're not scared of them.
Come on, Skeets, do what he says. This is no time to take foolish chances.
Well, we waited too long, that's all. We should have sent a rod out this afternoon.
That's really the point of us. He's gone now, and the point is, how are we going to catch him? If he gets out of the mountains and spills the beans, we're stuck.
Mountains, nothing. He can't even get out of this valley, you know that. I'll get the boys to comb the valley from one end to the other. We'll find that guy, and I don't mean maybe.
He's going to start the men out looking for me. We better get going up this cliff.
Oh, no. We can't get up the cliff.
Didn't your brothers come down?
Yeah, but we had to drop from ledge to ledge. Boy, there ain't no chance of getting back up there.
Well, good night. What are we going to do then? We can't get out through the gorge. It's blocked by a high wall that Miller and Briggs built to keep anyone out.
Let's worry about that later, Vern. Tell us more about this setup.
How did they get this tungsten ore to the railroad?
Well, they fly it out in a big transport plane. It's over in the hangar right now.
And that metal's in big demand now. I'll bet they're cleaning up, too.
I'll say they are. You ought to see a big stack of currency in their safe. And boy, are they suspicious of each other. They're each afraid the other one's going to grab the money and make a getaway.
They're no different from other crooks in that respect. What about this hangar? Who's there right now?
Well, there's a hangar guard, and Carl Green's around there someplace. He's a mechanic they brought in a few days ago. And say, he looks a lot like you, Tommy.
Like me? Well, don't hold that again, Vern. Old guy can't help.
Oh, no smart cracks, Keith. Look, Vern. You say this mechanic was brought here a few days ago?
Yeah, a fella by the name of Matt flew a man in their plane.
Well, in that case, Miller and Briggs may not be thoroughly familiar with his face, do you think?
No, I guess not.
Hmm. Hey, look. Do you think this Carl Green would cooperate with us?
Yeah, he might. He's a pretty good fella.
Fine. Now, listen. You go over and talk to him. Tell him the whole story. Tell him we need his help. And get him to lend you a pair of overalls like the ones he wears.
Okay.
And get back as fast as you can, Vern. We'll wait right here.
You bet I will, Tommy.
All right, Houdini. Now, will you kindly inform a poor dumbbell like me just what kind of a goofy stunt you're cooking up?
Skeeter, my friend, I've got a hunch that when we leave this valley, we'll take the two worthy bosses of this outfit with us.
What? You mean Mill and Briggs?
Mm-hmm, another chum, and with your good help, it ought to be a cinch. Now, here's the way we'll work.
Oh, somebody's coming again. Came over there. A couple of guys with flashlights.
Must be looking for them. Yeah, they're coming right this way, Skeet. We better get out of here. Come on, hurry up.
We gotta keep going. Did they see us?
I don't know, but that gives me a chance.
I wish we knew where the hangar is.
Ain't that it right over there, Tommy?
Yes, yeah, it looks like it, all right. Let's get over near a skate so we can watch the burn. This is good right here, Skeet.
You think them gorillas seen us heading for these bushes?
No, I don't think so. I think we're all right.
Holy Spitfire.
What?
Look at that tailspin. There's about a dozen of them buzzing around with flashlights now. And they all got guns.
Yeah, they're putting on a real search, all right. Keep my eye on that hangar door, and when Vern comes out, we'll warn him.
I tell you, Tommy, we missed the guy. Or else he got caught. We've been here for an hour.
Keep your shirt on, Skates. I think he's still around the hangar.
Well, if he's ever going to come out, now's his chance. There ain't no searchers around.
Wait a minute. Here he comes now. Vern. Hey, Vern, here we are.
What are those doing here?
We almost got caught over by the cliff. We had a scram.
I was afraid of that. I stayed behind the hangar till it was safe to come out.
What about Carl Green?
Everything's fine. Here's your ball.
Oh, good.
He says he'll play ball 100%.
Great. Now, look, Vern. I want you to go with Skeeter back to the hangar. I'm depending on you two to knock over the hangar guard and get his rifle. Think you can do it?
My brother Harry knocked him over. That's how we got away.
Well, then it's a cinch. Now, we got to get that transport plane out in the field, too, kid. Maybe a friend can help us, huh?
Say, what's this all about, fellas? What's your plan?
Skeeter knows the whole thing. He'll explain it to you. So get going now. No, wait a minute. Hmm? Where'll I find Miller and Briggs?
Well, they should be in their cabins. You'll see two cabins on the other side of the field. Miller's is the big one.
All right. You fellas go ahead while I slip into these overalls.
Somebody else.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Briggs, but I want to get straightened out on a certain matter.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm Carl Green, mechanic over at the hangar.
Oh, yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, is it all right if I go with Mr. Miller on his trip? He says it's all right, but when I was hired, I was told not to leave the valley.
What trip are you talking about?
Oh, he didn't say where he was going. He's taking a transport plane. He wants me to go along to help handle his baggage when he lands. See, he's got four heavy suitcases.
Four suitcases?
Uh-huh. I thought maybe
I'd... Is Miller in the hangar now?
Well, he was when I left.
All right, you go on back then. Forget about any trip. Leave this to me. I'll handle it.
You say you work at the hangar, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Miller. I'm the fellow Mac brought in the other day, Carl Green.
Yeah? You sure have changed a lot.
Huh?
How'd you get the sunburned all of a sudden?
Oh, well, you say, Mr. Miller,
I've been working out in the open quite a bit.
Oh, yeah? Huh? Well, what are you doing coming here at this time of night?
Oh, well, it's about Mr. Briggs. He wants me to go with him in a transport to handle his baggage. He's got 4 heavy suitcases.
Briggs, what are you doing getting on that plane?
I'm looking for you. That's what I'm doing. So you're trying to sneak out through the doorway, eh?
So that's your cover-up, huh? Unload them suitcases, you yellow rat.
What are you talking about?
I'll get them out of there and mighty quick, you double-crosser. You're not getting away with my money.
Get back there.
Oh, yeah?
Get
the
shit back there.
Get him up. You heard me. Get him up. Reach.
Who are you?
Never mind that. Search and burn and see if they got guns.
Say, what is this?
Go on, shut up or I'll conk your motor.
Here's an automatic on Miller.
Fine, you keep it. All right, you monkeys, get in that ship, and don't you stumble over none of them imaginary suitcases. Well, you're going to get in there?
All right.
Yeah, I'll get in.
Hey, Bullock, here comes a mob of those searchers. We've got to take off in a hurry.
Well, what are we waiting for?
The passengers are loaded.
All right, hop in, Burn. Come on, steer. Here we go.
We sure got away just in time.
I'll say we did.
Hey, where are you guys taking us?
We're delivering you and your pal to a certain sheriff, Miller. He wants to ask you some questions about a couple of murders.
We don't know nothing about no murders.
Now, ain't that just too bad? You're getting me sore, mister. Go on, get back in there and shut up, or I'll file your flipper wires down.
Oh, so you think you're tough, huh?
I'm tough enough to handle a dirty mug like you.
Yeah? You forget, Punk, that we're both of us flyers, and we could very easily take over this plane.
I got the drop on him, Skeeter.
That gun ain't gonna do you much good, kid. It ain't loaded.
You mean...
Jump in, guys.
Go.
Oh, no, you don't, mister. So, you want to play, huh?
Keep on him, Skeeter.
You're all right, Skeeter?
Yeah, I'm okay. Now level her off, and I think we can tie these birds up.
How was that for a climb? How's Burns? He all right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm all right. As soon as I get these big gorillas off my leg. All right now, kid. Take this bell of mine and go to work on that Miller guy. I'll take this tough boy here with these chute ropes.
I guess they won't be moving for a while. This ought to hold this guy after he comes to.
Well, now, this sure ought to hold our friend here good and plenty. I want to be in on a necktie party for these two birds.
Come on up here, you two, and get a look ahead.
Okay, Tailspin. We're coming. Go on, move.
Yeah, isn't that a pretty sight down there?
What do you mean, pretty?
Well, doesn't it look good to you now that you're out of it?
It sure does to me.
Anyhow, I guess you'll be back there before long, Vern, running that tungsten mine yourself.
Well, I certainly hope so. Thanks to you, Tommy, and Skeeter.
Now, here again is the man of our story himself, Tailspin Tommy.
Young Vern Osmond was one happy kid at the prospects of running the mine, and for a moment, he almost forgot the murder of his father and the killing of his brother by the two gangsters, Miller and Briggs, who we turned over to the sheriff at Emmettsville. Skeets and I were pretty tired after that job, just one of the many we're always sticking our necks into, but we didn't lose any time in hopping out to Santa Monica to join Betty Lou. Shortly after our arrival, Betty Lou and I were strolling along the beach.
You know, Tommy, there's something going on around here. You boys ought to look into it.
Yeah?
Well, it looks very suspicious to me.
Wait a minute, honey. Here comes Skeets in his bathing suit. Hey, Skeets! Skeets, here we are.
Oh, now, don't stop me. This last time we're going to hit the...
Wait a minute. Come here. Not so fast. Come here.
Oh, now, look, Tommy.
Betty Lou's uncovered some trouble, and she wants to tell us about it.
Oh, I might have noticed.
Now, listen, both you boys. You see that man lying on the sand over there?
Mm-hmm.
The tow-headed fellow?
Has he been trying to flirt with you?
Oh, don't be silly. A few minutes ago, there was another man with him. A heavy-set, rather swarthy fellow. And I caught part of their conversation.
Yeah?
I heard the other man say, after we get away with this airplane, we'll make our headquarters at my sister's place in Brown's Landing.
Oh, after they get away with an airplane, huh?
Yeah. Sounds kind of funny, doesn't it?
Very much so. Hey, we ought to follow that fellow and see where he hangs out.
You said it, Tommy. Let's keep our eye on that bird, huh?
Well, we never got around to following through on that little mystery because a few days later, Paul Smith, our boss, sent us a hurry-up wire to get back to Three Point and make a test flight of a new ship he'd just turned out.
And that conversation Betty Lou overheard on the beach helped to solve the mystery of a really vicious crime that took place right there at headquarters. I'll be with you again next week with Skeets and Betty Lou to tell you the whole thrilling story. And for now, good night, all.
I invite you to be with us again next week at this time when Tailspin will be heard in the exciting story of The Missing Comet, another in the adventures of Tailspin Tommy. Tune in every week at this time for that daring hero of the skies with his pal Skeeter and Betty Lou, straight from motion pictures and newspapers, created by Hal Forrest, Tailspin Tommy.
From September 5, 1941, the premiere episode of Tailspin Tommy. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a line at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.